Dr. Kissinger, Mr. President.
Hello. Hello.
Mr. President.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Okay.
Hope you got a good night's sleep. You deserved it.
Yeah, I really feel a lot better. Yesterday was beginning to catch up on me.
Well.
I just had it.
It didn't show. Where are you?
I'm at home. But
good. Stay there.
Coming in a little.
We've worked it out, you know. I'm going to do a little briefing, and I've just talked to Haig and the line to take, and we got it all worked out, and it's best that you not do it. We don't want to use the big gun until it's time.
Well, I think the advantage is if the other side breaks off this week, if there is a 20% chance that they may.
I'd say 10, but go ahead.
Yeah, 10. I agree with you. I probably should step out again and
start
slamming them, and then it's better that it's a non-political.
Absolutely. Good.
I just had a call from Nelson, which you probably all know about already, but...
What is that?
That they've been... The Daily News poll has been taken in New York.
Yeah, what's it show?
And he said it's gone... Since Thursday, it's gone out of sight. It's now 65-35.
Jesus, he rushed.
And he said, you carry it. This poll is correct, and it almost always is. In fact, he says it always is.
You slip some, of course, because, you know, the euphoria of the wear off.
He said, you carry every part of New York State, including Brooklyn. No Republican has ever done, not even Ike.
Damn.
And he said it was 58-something on...
58-32, yeah.
And it's now 65-35 after Thursday.
That's good. Is he feeling pretty good?
He's feeling terrific. He said it's going to be a smash.
He likes the settlement, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, you know, these little bastards in the press are not trying to show that this thing is a coalition government.
Yeah, well, are we getting that knocked down enough? I don't know.
Yeah. And
I'm going to hit it hard today myself.
Agnew is hitting it. I've just got through talking to him.
And if you can get Buckley to hit it, and some of the right wing, like Jim Buckley, Bill Buckley, Joe Alsop.
Got him lined up.
Joe Alsop, if he could hit it, it'd be helpful.
And
Dick Wilson. Right, those are the ones, basically. So the right says that it's not a coalition. That's all we need. The assholes that are saying it's coalition are our enemies.
And they're our enemies, and they're dying. I mean, here is a committee voting by unanimity, having as its functions to preserve the ceasefire and to supervise elections.
Mm-hmm.
And no police, no courts, no army. And if you compare, when they proposed the coalition government, it was supposed to have full powers.
That's right.
I'm going to get Haig to make that clear.
Good.
I'm going to call him in.
As far as the assholes in the press, I don't think that's seeping in too much yet, do you?
No.
It's more of the writing kind of jackasses like Crass and those
guys. I saw the television last night, and they are basically wiped out. I mean, nickeling away at the periphery, nobody really gives a damn about.
Yeah. Well, the main
thing... haven't heard from Hanoi yet, so...
I know
They might be getting tougher this week, but...
All right, let them get tougher, and then we'll be tougher, too.
What I think. I think we
say that we're going to make, we want the right kind of a settlement. It isn't just ending a war. We've ended wars before. We want to win the peace.
But I think we are better off if they don't meet this week, because then they won't have the cameras at Andrews asking, did you get an agreement? But I've already put it out to the press that even if there is a meeting this week, assuming it succeeds, it will still take 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. Good.
But
okay.
It seemed to be very successful yesterday, just judging from television pictures.
Oh, it was. They probably will never give the estimates, but be about 350 to 400,000 people.
They didn't give any estimates on television that I heard, but they showed happy crowds.
Right.
That helps a lot.
Right. Well, okay, Henry, you rest today, okay?
Right, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Bye.